Hobie's Cafe and Pub has been serving up popular soups, sandwiches, and salads to the East Lansing community for 49 years. Ever since news got out last week that they're closing, customers have been clamoring to get in one last time.
I come here at least once a week to have their soup. It's great.
I came because they're closing, and I'd heard so many good things about their soup.
The atmosphere, more than anything else. Just warm and friendly. It's just a nice group to be around, you know?
Nice little place, and obviously it's different from something else, you know, the fast food places and whatever, but it's sad to see it close.
We used to come here when we were in college, and long time, way back when they first kind of opened, and it was our place.
Yeah, so when we saw that it was closing, we decided we needed one more lunch here, and hopefully they'll continue somewhere else.
If I see the name Hobie's, I'll be going there.
Right.
It's been a lot busier than it's ever been in my 5 years of being here.
Owner Jane Kleiman has been going nonstop the last few days, serving customers and making deliveries.
A lot of support, feel a lot of love, and I wish it could have been like this forever. We probably could have stayed in business.
Kleiman says that closing the restaurant wasn't necessarily what they wanted.
The lease was up for renewal. The building is 80 years old, or 75, I'm not sure, and just needs a lot of repairs. And so we didn't renew the lease when it happened, and then someone else took over that lease. So that kind of made our decision for us.
Oh, okay, so we have it here.
Assistant manager Jacob Nevin finds a news article about Hobie's that explains how it got its name.
Their innovative show, The Many Loves of Dobie Gillis, charmed television audiences across the nation. At the same time, a sandwich stop called The Hoagie was drawing lunch crowds up and down the eastern seaboard. So former Lansingite Ernest St. Pierre combined the sounds Hoagie and Dobie to come up with Hobie as the name of the new restaurant, Trowbridge Road, East Lansing. So my first thought when I heard was, this is really disappointing, not just because, you know, I'm going to be looking for other work at this time, but also because this place has been an East Lansing tradition. It's been such a, you know, so affiliated with the school, especially the sports program. I mean, there's posters of pretty much every sports program that Michigan State has surrounding me right now. And it's 49 years. Next year is the 50th year, and now we're just, where are we going to be? I don't know.
Kleiman says it might not be the end of the road for Hobie's.
Now with all the support and people interested again, you know, we are looking to relocate. We would like to own our own building, so then you can kind of control more of those issues. And just looking within a couple miles of where we are now.
She's focusing on the positive and hoping for the best.
We're just thankful that we've had this opportunity to serve the community because it's been a blast.
What can I do for
you? Hobie's last day will be December 30th.
Two of the soup and half sandwich.
For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.